Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Internet Radio. I'm your host, Sparkplug, publisher of People You Need to Know, Metro Atlanta's premier business spotlight publication, where we publicize business people you can call today. In this segment, we're going to be talking about the importance of learning a second language and how it can benefit you. My guest today is the founder and president of CF Professional Translations, LLC, located in Atlanta, Georgia. She holds a bachelor's degree in economics from Florida International University and a certificate in general translations from New York University. Furthermore, she has worked abroad in India, Haiti, Jamaica, Puerto Rico, and the Dominican Republic. She is fluent in French, Haitian Creole, Spanish, and English. It is my pleasure to welcome back to the show Ms. Carlene Jumule. Carlene, ¿cómo está usted?
Bien, gracias. ¿Y usted, Spark?
Estoy bien, gracias.
Good, good.
Carlene, Why do you believe it is important for one to learn a second language?
Proficiency in a foreign language can be an asset, and this asset is not only in your personal life for travel, but also in business. So that said, I say it's very important for someone to learn a second language.
How should one go about learning a second language?
First and foremost, I would say academic training is the best place to start. Adults interested in learning a foreign language should look into their colleges and universities. Some of them do offer foreign language studies as part of their continuing education program. In addition, there are many language schools available, and I would also say that I recommend contacting Berlitz. It's an agency known as the world's leading provider of language training. There are many ways, really, that one can go about learning a second language.
Would you be kind enough to spell that, please?
Yes, it's Berlitz, Berlitz.
Thank you. Once someone has gone through the academic training, what is the best way to gain proficiency in that language?
I say practice, practice, practice. Use every opportunity available to gain oral proficiency in the language. In other words, talk to people who speak the foreign language, watch television programming so you could have also a good understanding and master your comprehension of the language. Travel to the country where the language is spoken. It's actually one thing to have an academic training. However, without the practice, it's very easy to jeopardize your proficiency level. There are also ways, I should have mentioned earlier, that there are language immersion programs, CDs or audio cassettes, that you can also find at your local bookstore. This is also a good way to work on your conversational skills.
As a multilingual professional, how are you able to gain proficiency in the languages that you speak?
I should say I was fortunate enough. I grew up in a French-speaking environment, and when I moved to the United States at an early age, my parents insisted that we speak French at home. So while in school, I spoke English, but once home, I had the opportunity to practice French. Also, I learned Spanish in school at a very early age. I was about 12 years old when I started taking Spanish courses, and I continued taking those courses all through university. In terms of practice, especially for Spanish, I had Spanish-speaking friends. I also did a lot of traveling to various Spanish-speaking countries, either for work or for vacation. And this definitely allowed me to stay proficient in the language. And every chance I had, then I made sure that I watched various Spanish shows in order to familiarize myself with the different cultures and pronunciations, because that's also important.
What was your favorite Spanish-speaking country?
My favorite Spanish-speaking country, I would have to say that I visited, is Spain. I visited Barcelona about 3 years ago, and that was actually one of my favorite.
In your opinion, Carlene, what is the best age to start learning a new language?
That's a very tricky question. It's been said that children have the ability to learn much more rapidly than adults, and I would say that I can attest to that as well. In cases where a child is being raised in a bilingual environment, then definitely the dual language proficiency will be acquired very early on. But for others not growing up in such an environment, I would say that early adolescent age, about maybe 10, 11 and up, would be a good time. And I have to specify, the reason I say that is because by then, the child already has a good understanding of his primary language. We need to be very careful here when we're pushing our children to learn a second language, that the second language does not take over. In other words, that the child doesn't have limited proficiency in his first language, because that definitely will create conflict and problems at the academic level. Another thing that can happen also, I would say, is that if the child is learning too early, he might not be able to fully develop proficiency in either of the two languages, and that also is not something that we would want. But overall, I would say it depends on the individual child. And that said, I believe this should be treated on a case-by-case basis, and that the parents and teachers or the academic advisors should be the one to determine what is best for the child. Lastly, again, I also want to bring up, even for children, in addition to having the academic training in the second language, the child should be encouraged to practice speaking the language as well.
Is it ever too late to start learning the second language?
No, not at all. Not at all. All one needs really is the need to be motivated, be determined, and resourceful. And be patient. It's not too late. It takes time.
What are some of the benefits of learning a new language?
Learning a new language allows you to communicate with people from other countries. It expands your views on the world. It is also a good way for you to increase your chances for job opportunities nowadays with globalization. And that also will allow you to be able to compete and have a pretty high salary because you also have that proficiency in the second language.
Carlene, some might argue that if they don't plan on traveling to a foreign country, why should they invest their time and money in learning a foreign language?
That's a good question. In addition to what I've just stated earlier, I would say that learning a foreign language also has a positive impact on your intellectual growth.
What additional advice would you give someone who is interested in learning a second language?
I would say that I can base it on my experience when I moved here early and learning to speak English. Don't be afraid to speak the foreign language. Even if you feel unsure of the pronunciation, this is the best way for you to learn. You have to speak. And some people, in general, they're afraid that if they speak and they might be laughed at because of their pronunciation or because they might not use the right word. Well, if that happens, I say tough. Don't get discouraged. If someone makes a joke or makes an unwelcome comment about your pronunciation or usage of the wrong word, simply shrug it off and very nicely ask the person to correctly pronounce the word or ask him or her to tell you which word you should have used. Again, be patient when learning a new language. It takes time to reach proficiency level.
Great advice. Carlene, how can you be reached?
I can be reached at 770-887-9919, and this is by phone. And again, I'll give the toll-free number as well, 877-887-9919. Or I can be contacted via email at info@CF, that is C for cat, F for Frank, professionaltrans.com, all one word.
Well, Ms. Carlene Jamule, President of CF Professional Translations, thanks for being with us today and talking about the importance of learning a second language.
Spark, as always, it's been a pleasure, and thanks for having me again on your show.
All right. You've been listening to People You Need to Know on Internet Radio. I'd like to thank my producer, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for another great show. For more information about our guest, log on to sparkplugpeople.com. Until next time, always remember that you can add a spark to whatever you do. And thanks for tuning in.